This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 908. Oh, geez. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Why these phrases will help you connect in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When someone comes to you to share a bad experience in English, what can you say to make sure they feel supported? Use these powerful phrases to build a better connection today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, it's going well. Everything's good over here. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Let's see. It's March. It's early March. I'm ready for summer. I don't know about you. I'm ready for summer. I'm ready for the adventure, the immersion adventure. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm excited.
I know. Speaking of New York, I mean, what's new in New York this week? Anything new and fun? There's always something new going on, something trendy. What's new there?
Oh, gosh. What's going on in New York this week? Just bad weather, honestly. I don't think anybody's focusing on anything trendy or new right now because yesterday was disgusting.
Oh, man. New York is a city of extremes when it comes to weather, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think everybody is just too cold to think about anything fun or new.
Yeah, probably true.
But that's okay. I'm not going to complain too much. Yeah.
I know. Maybe that's when you just have to go to the movies. I go to a lot of movies, actually. I really like recently I saw the movie The Post.
I want to see that.
Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. Pretty good movie. It wasn't like quite as good as I thought it was going to be for some reason, but it was good. It was definitely good. I would recommend it.
I saw them. I think I saw one of the scenes from that movie being filmed in New York over the summer.
I believe it. You see that kind of thing in New York all the time.
Yeah. That was kind of cool. And I didn't realize that that's the movie it was for. I knew it was Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep, but like, I didn't realize that it was for The Post until I saw one of the previews and I was like, wait, I recognize that scene.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, these are the cool things that happen only in New York, right? So guys, you know, remember, we have our program this summer. We still have some spots left, but spots are going fast. So if you want to see the real New York with us, you know, we've both lived in New York. I lived in New York a while back. Michelle lives in the New York area now. So go, you know, you're going to see the real New York City. So go over and apply. Go to allearsenglish.com/immersion. Apply, send in your video intro, and let's interview and let's have you guys come to New York and join this program. So cool.
Awesome. Great. So excited to have you guys.
Yeah, and I'm so excited that now you guys remember we do have the new app available and it has limited time bonus video lessons where you're going to see us around, you know, around our cities, around our towns, where we live. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to grab that and leave us a rating and review. Okay. So, Michelle, let's start with a little role play. Should we do that?
All right. Yes.
Okay. And then our listeners will figure out what we're talking about today. All right.
Go for it.
All right. So, Lindsay, has anything crazy happened to you lately?
Well, I can tell you something crazy that just happened to me. I just spent 30 minutes writing one of our episodes here, and then it got deleted. Google Docs is crazy.
Oh, geez. That's so annoying. Sorry that happened, Lindsay.
I just don't know how it happened. I don't know what happened to my content. I lost it.
Oh, sorry, Lindsay.
That's okay. I got to get over this. I've talked about it twice on the show now. I got to get over it. It's over.
Breathe.
Gone, so
yeah.
Moving on. Anyways, so I like how you responded to me there because it created a real sense of connection. And that's what we talk about on this show all the time. What did you say?
I said, oh, geez.
Oh, geez. What does that even mean?
It's like, oh boy. Well, that's not really a great explanation. It's kind of like, oh, I identify with you, and I'm like, that sounds rough.
Yeah, you're like showing empathy, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. So we have a question about this exact or a similar phrase, actually. Would you read the question, Michelle, for us?
Okay. Oh, where is
it? It's very short. The question is just below. Do you see that? No?
Oh, that's the question. Okay, yeah. There we go. Hi, Lindsay and Michelle. The second word is OG. What does a speaker want to convey when he or she uses this word? Waiting for your answer. Thanks in advance. Minhajuddin Khan. Sorry for the bad pronunciation.
Yeah. So he said the second question is because he probably sent in another question before and we broke them up. Yep.
That's okay. My guess.
Probably. Good guess. So he asked about OG, but actually in that role play, we said OGs. Mm. But do you think that some people use both or one or the other?
I think there are people use more than one. I think maybe like OG is a little bit more polite.
Oh, interesting.
What do you think? You see what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean. It could be. I've never thought of it that way, but that could be the case, actually. I think that probably this comes from just like avoiding swear words or avoiding like religious terms, right?
Right.
But now these have become OGs have become like cultural phrases in themselves.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, what are we doing when we're saying OG or OGs?
We're connecting, we're empathizing, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. We're also like reacting, you know. It's important. This is kind of cultural too, actually. I think this is where our listeners should really listen up today and be careful, because I think in certain cultures, there's more of an expectation for a verbal response than other cultures. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Right. Interesting. Yeah. I haven't thought about that, but it could be.
Yeah, like I think that in some cultures, it's much more accepted to listen, you know, because listening, I feel like Americans are not necessarily that good at listening all the time. It's not a huge value in our culture on a general level. Again, I'm making a broad generalization, but I think that listening is more valued in other cultures. So maybe in other cultures, it's more accepted to just listen and not necessarily have to say something. But in our culture, it's kind of important to say something. It's important to listen well and also respond verbally. We're a very verbal culture, very, very like talking based culture. If that makes
sense. Not that comfortable with silence.
Not at all. I've tried to work on this over the years, but I'm still just super uncomfortable with silence.
That's okay. It's not the worst thing. If that's your greatest flaw, that's flaw. That's
deeply
okay.
Ingrained. Our culture is so deeply ingrained in us. It's so funny. Guys, the best way to listen to All Ears English now is inside our special new iOS app. Go to allearsenglish.com/app to get it. You'll get free bonus limited time video lessons where Jessica, Michelle, and Lindsay take you around our cities to show you real natural English. Go to allearsenglish.com/app to download it and try it out now.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
So, okay, so let's give our listeners then, if we know we're talking to someone from the U.S., then it's important to respond verbally. So what can our listeners say when someone shares a piece of bad news or an unfortunate event, right?
Okay, yeah, so we have OGs or OG. There's also, oh, man.
Oh, man. Or oh, boy, you did say
that,
right?
Oh, boy, yeah. or can I give another one?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
Well, we've been saying like, oh man, oh boy. Can we say oh girl? Like,
no, not really. Oh, not. Girl, no.
That's strange. But yeah, I like, oh gosh. How about no way? No way. No way.
No way. No way. Or you're kidding me.
Yeah, you're kidding me. It's okay, these are all good ones, right?
Yeah, I like all of them. I think they're used all the time.
Yeah. So just say something, guys. Respond verbally. Also, obviously, listen well, but respond. You know, say something. Yeah, don't just
say
like,
anything at all.
Say something.
There was a celebrity. I feel like I've talked about this before, but do you remember on Saturday Night Live, they used to do Celebrity Jeopardy?
No, I don't remember that.
I think I remember that I brought this up last time and you didn't remember. but the whole idea is that like the celebrities like aren't really being helpful and they're not really playing the game or answering any of the questions. And they're kind of like, the host is like, what's wrong with you guys? Oh. So sometimes he'll say a clue and nobody will respond. And he'll say something, anything at all. Or like, he'll be like, say a word that starts with the letter A and no one will say. And he's like, any word with the letter A will do anything. So that's when we're just like, say something. Like,
that's funny.
Anything. Yeah. No, but I mean, not that this is a totally different situation than you guys are not the contestants on Celebrity Jeopardy. But the point is that, yeah, we, you know, try and connect with people by saying something like one of these, even if it's just one of these tiny phrases. This can make a world of a difference in your conversations because people feel like you're listening, you're identifying with them, you're empathizing with them.
That's such a good point, Michelle. I think it comes down to like, where is connection built within these different cultures, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it seems to me, as you said, Michelle, like connection is built in American culture through verbal expression, like verbal support, you know, and maybe in your culture, it's listening. Maybe another culture, it's like the physical touch. I don't know, right? But definitely in the US, it's all about like the words that you use. That's hugely important. Yeah.
Right. That's so true. Yeah, very important.
Yeah. And I like that little aside piece about the Celebrity Jeopardy. I think I've actually seen that before. It's so funny. Why do the celebrities not say anything? They just like sit there.
Well, like, they're just supposed to be, honestly, they're just supposed to be like really like kind of idiots on the show. Okay. So that's why this is not the same. I'm not saying that.
No, but why would they agree to come on the show if they know that's going to be their role?
Like, I think you're looking a little bit too much into it, Lindsay.
Okay.
But you should watch it. It's absolutely hysterical.
Okay. I'll watch it sometime. All right, cool. So just a quick reminder, guys, before we go into today's role play, get the transcripts for today, right? You want to see, because we've gone off on some tangents here.
Yeah.
And that happens all the time in normal conversation. We want you guys to be able to hold your own when these tangents happen. So you got to get the transcripts to see what we've said today. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Okay, Michelle, let's dive into a role play.
All right, here we go.
All right. So, Michelle, can I tell you about my morning?
Okay, what happened?
Well, I slept through my alarm.
Oh, geez.
Then I missed the bus to work and my papers flew out of my bag onto the street.
Oh, man, no way.
Yeah, but a nice guy ran after them for me, so that was good.
Okay, good.
Then I walked into work an hour late and my boss threatened to fire me.
You're kidding me. Did you explain the situation to her?
And that's the end of the role play.
Did you feel supported by me in that conversation?
I felt so supported. I felt like you were keeping up with me. You were listening. You were right there. It's good.
I care. Yeah.
That builds the connection. Builds the connection, right? If you hadn't said anything, I would have been like, are you alive? Are you listening? Do you care? Right?
Right. Well, yeah. What's going on here? Yeah, exactly. You got to say something.
Exactly. So now our listeners, after today's episode, you guys are going to have the tools to say something. So let's go through this again, Michelle, and see what what you said to support me here.
It always makes me, when we talk about supporting like the speaker, I always think of like holding the person. That just gives me a funny image in my head. I'm supporting you, Lindsay. All right. Here we go.
Everybody needs a little support once in a while, right?
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, all so right. You said you slept through your alarm and I said, oh, geez.
Oh, geez. And then I said something else. I said, I missed the bus to work and my papers flew out of my bag. And you said, oh, man, no way.
Yeah. Right?
And then what else?
Well, are we doing okay, good, or that's not kind of different?
No, that's different.
Yeah. And then you said your boss threatened to fire you. And I said, you're kidding me.
Right. So with that one, you went like a little bit further with your enthusiasm, your surprise, right? You kind of, when you say you're kidding me, you kind of have to like, I don't know, it has to express a little bit of shock, right? You're kidding me.
You're cute. Right. You're more surprised. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a good one. I like that. Supernatural. I like it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
No. That's it. I like it.
Okay. So that's it. I mean, we've shown you guys a typical situation. I mean, hopefully you won't be talking to someone who's had this bad of a day, right? Because if they did, then you should take them out for a drink.
Yeah.
But right. If you need these words, guys, use them to respond. So what's the takeaway today, Michelle?
Well, you know, say something, as we talked about,
yeah,
right? And you know, you want to voice your empathy, and oh, geez, is a really good way to do it. So, you know, just try experimenting with some of the ones that we've taught you today in your conversation.
Yeah, exactly. And just listen, make sure you're listening. I feel like our listeners are probably better at this than we are. You know, I like I said before, I don't think that listening is a very strong value in our culture, but it should be because it's so important, you know?
Right. That's true.
Yeah. So the combination of listening well and responding with these correct words right at the right time, making good eye contact, could build an amazing connection. Right?
Yeah. So try them out, guys.
Yep. And that's what we're after here at All Ears English. We want good connections. We want good relationships and a happier life. In the end, it comes down to connection. So guys, go over, grab our app and get our special limited time bonuses. Those are so fun. You can see Michelle on video. You can see me on video. And it's just really cool. But they come down after a few days. So you want to grab it. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Perfect. All right. Very exciting.
Awesome. Michelle, we're out of here for now, but I'll see you back here very soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.